Got a special guest on the phone with us right now. He will be performing at the Capitol Center here in the Bay May 5th. Just a handful of tickets left to see Rick Mercer. And the Rick Mercer Report featuring North Bay on the next couple of episodes, including tonight. Good morning, Rick Mercer.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Nice to have you featuring North Bay, putting us in the spotlight on these next couple of episodes. Why don't you tell us what you're up to?
Well, the Nipissing Trackers, they operate there in North Bay, and it's an amazing organization. They basically, they're committed to helping kids with special needs do downhill skiing. And once we heard about them, we've been talking to them for a while, but once we heard about them, we wanted to put them on the show. It kind of has all the elements of a good segment for RMR. You know, it has beautiful scenery, interesting people doing interesting things, kids having a good time. It's awesome.
And did you take a trip down the hill? Are you allowed to tell us?
Oh, yeah. Well, I became a ski instructor because what, which is, you know, a little absurd because I'm not much of a skier and you're supposed to ski backwards when you're an instructor, which I've never done on purpose before, but it's not a huge hill. I managed to take it. What's interesting about them is, you know, their mandate is they just help special needs kids ski downhill, and they take all special needs kids. I mean, usually an organization that deals with people with special needs, they kind of have to choose a lane. You know, they have to, it's either physical disabilities or autism or someone who's, you know, they just have to. But this group, they basically, anyone who can come to the door, they get them to go down. So you have the bi skis, which are for kids who are use wheelchairs for whatever reasons, and then you have other kids who might be autistic but are certainly able to ski. And you know, it's really fascinating. It's all volunteer, great instructors. It was a fun time.
They are an awesome group. Looking forward to seeing them in the spotlight tonight. And your next adventure, I guess next week, involves a helicopter at Canadore. Is that true?
Yeah, well, this is what something I've always wanted to do. Like, one of the great things about my job is I actually spend a bit of time in helicopters on and off because we use them to shoot and sometimes get to remote locations. But I always thought, I'd like to fly a helicopter. So that's it. They have an amazing helicopter training course there. And so I took the crash course, so I don't mean to use that term. I took the 8-hour course, and it was fantastic. It was, you know, you get to go. I mean, I was up there flying a helicopter.
So has this opened the door? Are you going to be flying yourself everywhere?
No, it's so hard. You have no idea.
I can only
really
imagine.
It is. Like, I've taken the stick on a helicopter before, and then I thought, yeah, I could do that. Mm-hmm. But it's like when you're really high in the air and then you have the stick and the guy next to you, of course, is really in control. But then when you introduce, you know, the other lever that goes next to your left hand and then your right foot and your left foot, then you realize, oh, I actually wasn't really flying the helicopter. The guy let me pretend I was flying the helicopter. Once you take those control of those things, it's pretty insane. Yeah, it's really hard. God, it's hard.
You've had the chance to do so many great adventures on this show. The Rick Mercer Report ending in a few weeks. I know you've got an hour-long farewell special on April 10th. When you look back at some of the things that you must be just so amazed at some of the things you've done over the years that this show's been on.
Yeah, we're in the glide path now, and this is kind of a bittersweet moment for us because I've been on the road with the same three guys for 15 years. So it's like now we're out here on the road, and we only have like 3 or 4 days left, really, out on the road shooting. And so it's a little odd right now, and it's been a little more reminiscy at dinner over beers than usual. And there's a lot of reminiscing. I mean, we've shot in every nook and cranny of the country. It's like, you know, every show has two segments where I'm out on the road somewhere, and we've done over 420 of those, I think.
Wow.
All over the country. So there's not a lot of the country left that we haven't covered, but it's been a good run.
Well, we know you're coming to the Capitol Center May 5th again. Just a few tickets left for that show. So looking forward to it. What are your plans once the Rick Mercer Report is over? Are you got anything special?
Well,
really
I'm going to do you know, some live shows, which I've always done and I always enjoy doing. And then I don't really know. I mean, I don't have any skills. I mean, for 15 years, I've been doing things like maybe I'll be a helicopter pilot. And for 15 years, basically, at the end of the day, I go, wow, I could never do that. So I don't know. I guess I'll stay in show business, I suppose, if they'll have me. I don't honestly know right now, but there's lots of things that I'd like to do, and I'll give it a shot.
Well, we look forward to seeing what that next adventure is, Rick.
And we'd like to thank you not only for talking with us this morning, but for giving us so many laughs for so many years.
Oh, that's so kind. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick, for doing
this. All righty,
you
have a great day.
You can catch the Rick Mercer Report on CBC tonight, including his episode with the Nipissing Trackers at Laurentian Ski Hill.